WordPress, it's outdated and slow. Have you heard that one before? Well, it's a bold statement and one that could probably make you question if your station's website is really keeping up. But here's the truth. WordPress is not only alive and well, it's one of the most strongest, fastest, and most future-proof platforms your radio station can use. Hi, it's Jim. Welcome to Better Radio Websites, the podcast that wants to help you get more visitors and the most revenue from your radio station website. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. And recently, a station owner shared with me that someone on his board made the comment that WordPress is outdated and slow compared to newer platforms. Of course, this person, you know, was a whiz on Wix or Squarespace. I can't remember which. So everybody has their preferences. What he said was not based on anything other than a personal preference. And then earlier this year, I overheard someone at a convention, radio convention, actually saying that, oh, that station's website is slow, so it must be on WordPress. So while these observations are fair, they're also common misconceptions. The truth is that WordPress is not only relevant, but it remains one of the most powerful, flexible, and reliable solutions for radio station websites in particular. So let's debunk some of the myths about WordPress. Myth number one, WordPress is slow. Well, out of the box, WordPress is not slow. In fact, the same core software powering some of the largest, fastest websites in the world, we're talking about from news giants to Fortune 500 companies, are using WordPress. And this is where, I mean, the speed problems that these folks are actually seeing come from either bloated or poorly coded themes, maybe too many plugins, especially low quality ones, oversized images, and unoptimized content. We've talked about that hundreds of times here on this podcast, how large images on your homepage, and a lot of them, can bring down the speed of your website. And then inadequate hosting environments. That plays another card into it as well, because you obviously couldn't house an ESPN-type website on a $15 a month hosting plan. Am I right? All right, so that's the difference in there. With the right setup, a WordPress website can load under a second. Optimized code, quality hosting, caching, image compression, and even a content delivery network, that means putting your content all over the internet, all of that can make a difference. And for radio stations in particular, it means that your listeners won't have to bounce around your website or wait for pages to load or streams to come in or contests to load or anything like that. All right, so WordPress is fast. And myth number two is WordPress is outdated. Far from it, actually. You know, WordPress still powers 40% of all websites on the internet today. 40%. I mean, it's constantly evolving. When with frequent updates to improve performance, security, and functionality, its massive developer community ensures that new features and integrations and tools, that they're always available. And if anything, the platform's flexibility keeps it at the cutting edge of everything. Now, yeah, there are some updates within WordPress that some folks find maybe not so appealing. They have gone to more of a drag and drop type of thing, and some folks are they're kind of apprehensive to go on that, but you don't have to. Everything that is built for WordPress is backward compatible. So if you like sticking with the old classic editor and classic widgets and stuff like that, you can. Or if the one page builder doesn't suit your fancy and another one does, you have that ability. And myth number three is other platforms are easier. If you just look at the commercial and the very top level of everything that's out there on Wix and Squarespace, these drag and drop site builders could look very, very simple and very, very easy to use. Of course, they're going to make it look very easy in their commercials, right? But they come with significant limitations, like a locked ecosystem. Many will not allow you to import the content that you're bringing to the table when you're switching to one of these platforms. And then a lot of them don't allow you to export your content and take it off to somewhere else if you're not happy with them. That means you're stuck basically starting over from scratch every time that you want a major update to your website. And then there's scalability issues. As your station grows, these platforms may not be as flexible, like complex needs that you may have, like integrating podcast, persistent streaming player, your mobile app. You know, our mobile app is actually integrated with our website, so you don't have that extra admin to go to. So you wouldn't be able to do that on, let's say, a Squarespace or a Wix or something like that. Or maybe even you're trying some of these new advertiser tools. You know, Beasley announced that they're doing programmatic ad selling on their websites, so folks can actually go to their website, see what's available for ad space, and then actually buy ads without actually talking to somebody. Well, that kind of things are... those are coming for us as well. And so you just won't have that capability because a lot of these platforms, they just lock it down. You get what you get with the platform, and you really don't have any say about it. And that's what I'm talking about. The limited customization that you just don't have, unlike WordPress. I mean, you're at the mercy of whatever that other platform allows. And yeah, some of these drag and drop platforms, they look very, very simple. But when you get in there and actually play around with it, really dive deep into, you're going to find out that, my gosh, man, how in the world do I make these things align so it aligns up? I mean, it's lining up now on my desktop, but it doesn't align up on mobile devices, and it looks wonky on mobile devices. You have to basically be a developer / graphic designer in order to work these platforms, most people find. So it's really not as, you know, fancy free and just as easy as the commercial says that it is. WordPress, on the other hand, gives you full control and ownership of your content. Just the ability to import the content that you have and then export it if you decide to go somewhere else, it's a major advantage in an industry where content is king. All right. And myth number four, WordPress can't handle high traffic. That's another misconception that WordPress cannot scale to larger audiences. I mean, in reality, some of the most heavily trafficked websites in the world, including major news outlets, national publications, run on WordPress. And the key is infrastructure. With a properly configured hosting environment, caching, content delivery network, and your code and your database is optimized, WordPress can handle whatever that you throw at it. Millions of visitors per day, no problem. For radio, you know, if you're anticipating a high traffic event during breaking news or a big contest, or maybe a news story that you're breaking locally gets picked up by national news outlets or whatever, or if you have severe weather, WordPress can handle the flexibility and can scale as your needs grow. It all depends on that infrastructure that you put in place for that. All right, myth number five is WordPress is not secure. And this is one of the biggest myths floating around out there. It's been out there forever and ever and ever. The reality is that no platform, period, is immune to security risk. No platform. So Wix, Squarespace, and all of these other ones, they are not immune to security risk. All right, so don't let them play that they are, because it's not. If it's online, it is prone to security hacks. All right. What matters is how those risks are managed. WordPress has a strong security team, and there are always updates to WordPress that must be implemented. Now, that's one thing that you must do if you have a WordPress website. You must enable that all of these security patches are automatic. All right. So some security problems, they arise in WordPress, when within WordPress itself. But if you have outdated or poorly coded themes or plugins, that's going to be an issue. So if you have a WordPress website, you have all these themes and plugins or whatever, and you haven't updated it in 5 or 10 years, you have a major security issue on your hands. All right. And another is poor password management. In our 13 years of being in business, we've had one security incident where a website was compromised. And we traced it back. The general manager of the radio station had an insecure password. So yeah, you do have to have password management best practices in place. All right. Whether you're on WordPress or any other platform, a lack of routine updates and backups, that must be You must be updating your website continually with themes and plugin updates, making sure that the PHP, the code that actually runs the website is actually up to date. Your security, your server and everything is up to date. You have to make sure all of that is up to date, and you have to be sure that you are maintaining backups on a regular basis, because if something does happen, you want to have a backup in place that you can refer back to, and you can just install that backup and be up and running again. So with proper hosting, regular updates, best practices, and strong passwords, even two-factor authentication, have that in place as well. Your WordPress website can be just as secure, if not more secure, than some of the proprietary platforms out there. It just really depends on how deep you want to get into the weeds and how prone to best practices you and your team are. And unlike closed systems, you're not waiting on the company's timeline to fix issues. The WordPress community responds very, very, very fast. And if you're with a partner like Skyrocket Radio who makes WordPress a part of their business, then they will probably have known about and fixed issues before they are even on your radar as something to consider as a concern. So why is WordPress still the best fit for radio stations who thrive on timely, local, dynamic content, whether that's breaking news, community events, or on-air promotions? Well, WordPress is designed to handle exactly that kind of publishing, and it does it very, very well. All from the start, it started out as a blogging platform with content that is updated regularly, and it has grown into so, so much more than it is now. I mean, you combine all that with the ability to integrate streaming players, advertising tools, event schedules, sports schedules, even mobile apps. It's clear that WordPress remains the go-to platform for stations who want to grow their digital footprint. So is WordPress outdated? Absolutely not. It's battle-tested, future-ready, and more than capable of supporting fast, engaging, revenue-generating radio station websites. And the key is ensuring that your site is built correctly with optimized code, reliable hosting, and best practices for content in place. You do all that, and your website, it's just going to be as modern and as fast as any of the newest platforms out there, and you can put all of those naysayers in their place, all right? And it's going to do that while giving you the freedom and flexibility to that all of those shiny new builders out there, they just really can't touch, all right? So if you want to ensure your station's website is fast, future-ready as possible, reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com, and we can help you build a website that truly helps your station soar online. That's what we're all about. We've been in the business for 13 years, and we've been doing it that long, actually longer than that. So we actually brought our radio experience into doing this full time. Hey, reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com if we can help you. If you have a comment about our podcast, please like, subscribe, and leave a comment below. Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to see in future episodes. We so much appreciate that. Have an awesome week online, making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.
Looking to maximize your radio station's digital presence? Skyrocket Radio delivers custom websites and mobile apps built exclusively for radio stations by radio professionals. Our websites engage listeners and drive revenue, while the integrated apps keep your audience connected wherever they are. It's a complete digital solution designed to boost your station's reach and ad sales. To take your station's online experience to the next level, visit skyrocketradio.com.